Let's go to another part of the world and to that other large commodity exporter that we like to compare ourselves with, Brazil. 2015 marks 70 years of bilateral relations between Brazil and Australia. Cooperation and trade between the two countries began when Canberra opened its first embassy in the then Brazilian capital of Rio de Janeiro in 1945. Since then, Australia and Brazil have grown to become the largest economies in the Southern Hemisphere, both heavily relying on their natural resources. As commodity prices collapse, the fear now is that the two nations may soon have something else in common, recession. Ruben Barbosa is the Brazilian ambassador to Australia, and he joins us now. Ambassador Barbosa, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much indeed.
Quite an auspicious anniversary, isn't it?
Thank you. It is. It is a great date. 70 years, it's a long way to go, and two young nations. So I think it's a good reason to celebrate.
Yes. I mean, opening ties just after World War II. And since then, our system of government, systems of government has remained the same. Brazil has gone through quite a process of democratization, then dictatorship, and now democracy again.
True.
How would you characterize the relationship between the two countries? Because I honestly think a lot of listeners will be quite surprised to hear all this.
Well, we like each other very much. Brazilians look at Australia as a sort of beacon, as a country that's very well advancing into the world, a great developed nation, which we aspire to be too, a great outdoors living, a country of liberty, and where sports is very associated with day-to-day life. And the Australians also seem to like Brazilians very much. And both countries, both people see each country as the best one in the world. So I think everything's working in favor towards strengthening this friendship.
Yes, I think we have 22,000 students, Brazilian students here in Australia now. And I remember reading recently that some of the most popular and well-integrated students of all were those from Latin America and Brazil.
That's correct. So this number has increased very much since I arrived here in late 2010. Brazilians were 12,000 students, now 22,000. The thing is, Australia has really shown the flag in Brazil and made sure that it's a great destination for best education.
I think a lot of Australians might have thought that the Brazilians wouldn't even know where we were, that there wasn't any sort of consciousness. You're saying that there very much is. I mean, Brazil's Australia's largest trading partner in South America, and investments between the two nations have topped $16 billion. So is this are we part of the conversation in Brazil? Would you put it like that?
Yes, I think that from now on, it's going to be a little more difficult to boost trade between two countries because on average, we are very strong in what the other is. But yes, investments are catching up very much in Australia by Brazil and in Brazil by Australia. I think that's the way now and to the future.
Are there untapped markets, would you say, for Australian companies there?
In Brazil, very much. We need expertise in oil engineering, for instance. We are expanding our production of nuclear electricity, building our third nuclear power plant. And we have a lot to do to advance infrastructure, which we very much need to update. It will be a huge investment. And if Australians could be helping us in this process, they would be most welcome.
So big engineering services firms.
Yep,
and
that's it.
What about services? We're really starting to think about the provision of services, even in terms of sort of our aged care models to Asia. I don't know whether that's a possibility.
That's a great question. Yes, the service business in Brazil is booming at present because we are also evolving. But yes, from the last census publicized in Brazil in late 2010, we realized that although we still are a young country, average age is 30, the Brazilian woman on average now has only 1.77 babies. So we are below replacement level. We are already predicting that, unfortunately, we start to get old pretty soon. And Australians are strong in this kind of service for aged care. We have developed that, and that's another venture for presence of Australia in Brazil.
Just in the minute and a half we have to go, however, you are in a recession. You have interest rates, I read. Your central bank raised your interest rates to 14.25%. So yep. That is something we don't wish to follow you into.
Yeah, okay. We are not very happy, very, very comfortable with that too. But unfortunately, the recession caught us as a consequence of the GFC in a year where inflation in Brazil has achieved 9.5%. Mm. We had no other choice but increase interest rates. Don't do that, but we had to.
So, I mean, Brazil always seems to be on the cusp of becoming this big power. It never quite gets there.
No, I think we still are. We are having a difficult year, but we are very confident that we'll get strong back to the markets, hopefully as from next year.
All right, Ambassador, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, Ian.
Ruben Barbosa is the Brazilian ambassador to Australia, and he's speaking today at 5:30 at an event at the University of Sydney titled Australia and Brazil, 70 Years of Bilateral Relations. Quite something to celebrate.